Dean Lester joins us to preview the meeting at the Valley tonight. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, well, thanks, Nads.
What do you make of this meeting on the Good Four?
Yeah, it probably comes down to how the track will play with the rail 5 metres for the second week in a row. Might even it up a bit. It was advantageous to be close to the rail last week. But, yeah, other than that, I think it's quite a good meeting.
Okay, well, the first event's a two-year-old of race over 1,000. You can take out runners 2 and also the 7. We've got number 1, Another Bit, at $8. 3, Power of Attorney, at $4.80. Hits one of the equal favourites with the 4, Sizzle Sun, at 8. Down to number 6, Shasrama, who's only had the one start and was placed. It's at $4.80, the other equal fave, and Star Orders at $5.50.
Yeah, very hard to line up because I haven't seen number 8, but seen all the others either in trials or races, and then trying to line up their form lines, very difficult. But I would say I like the jump out of number 11, Star Order, for the Matt Kamani stable. It was a bit keen, but very sharp. And with the rail at 5, if it can make its own luck here, I don't think anyone in Victoria is riding better than Jordan Childs, and he's been doing that for a while, and he's aboard here. I'm going to go with number 11 to beat 6, Ashrama, who ran well on debut and does have that important race experience. 4, Sizzle Sun, wasn't extended early in a trial, but when stoked up late, was quite good recently at Caulfield. And 3, Power of Attorney, showed a little bit of speed and then really throttled down late in a jump out at Caulfield, but suspect it's got nice ability, but it will learn more out of the race. But if I was going to have a bet, it'd be a small something on number 11. 11, 6, 4 and 3.
11 from 6, 4, 3. We look at race 2. Look, you can take out number 1, and we've got an odds-on favourite in this event. The market with the tab's got the 2, Hay Bale, at $8.50, down to Limestone at $1.85, and Sacred Sham at $2.70.
Going here with number 5, Limestone. She's a quality filly, 4th in a Group 1 at her most recent outing, and of course stakes performed both as a 2 and a 3-year-old, comes back for her autumn campaign here and takes on the older horses, but I think she should prove equal to the task. And the one to beat from Ron Sardi, who might be the value. He lost his way a little bit last time in. He didn't really come up, but he's essentially a speed horse and he races well at the Valley. So from barrier 1, if he uses that speed, I think he can find the front here without too many dramas. He could be a chance at odds. 2, Hay Bale, I think if he's ridden positively early, he can probably get up outside the lead with the claim and run well. And 4, Gibbon, conversely, he'll come from the back, but he does like the Valley and will be running on late. But 5's the one to beat from 3, 2 and 4.
5 from 3, 2, 4. We go to race 3, Fillies and Mares 1200 metre race. A few chances here. Number 1, Brugal Reward, is prominent at $4. Then you're down to Special Diva at 6. $5 for Savajou, down to $7.50 for Philly Champagne. And the favourite is Invictum Domina, who's at $3.
Yeah, and I think she's the one to beat, Invicta Domina. She was good first up, fitter for that run, and just think she'll find the front here and take a lot of running down. Fred Kersley Jr. not afraid to let them roll along in front, and I think that's where she'll be, and she's the one to beat. Thought Fee Champagne trialled pretty well at Cranbourne recently. She had a really luckless spring. The 6800 next to her name doesn't denote anything like the form she was in. She was going a lot better than that, and she's trialled up well. 5, Savajou, aided by a great ride by Damien Oliver to win last start, but from barrier 1, probably gets a good run again. And 1, Brugal Reward, who's just drawn a touch awkwardly, but she just races so well here at the Valley, she's in the mix as well. But I think 7 gets her chance to break through. 7, 6, 5 and 1.
7 from 6, 5, 1. We go to race 4, only the 5 runners here with the scratching of the 6. 1, Single Figures, the 2, Clipper at $3.50, 3, Holy Seal at $3.00. Sister Kitty Mac, the 4, is at 6, and the favourite is the 5, Brook Magic, who's at $2.90.
Gee, this is a fascinating race. How it shapes up in the first 100 metres will really tell the tale, because Holy Seal's a very quick filly. Brook Magic down from Sydney flies the gates from the outside, and Sister Kitty Mac really used her speed to win here last start. So I think the other two won't be involved in the speed battle, but I'm expecting Holy Seal to cross Sister Kitty Mac, find the front and maybe win from Brook Magic, number 5, who comes from Sydney in really good form. And we only saw her at the back end of her last campaign, last preparation, and she ran okay at stakes level at Caulfield, but she's obviously come back well. Clipper's going to get a really cheap run behind them, and Matthew Dale, he's a terrific traveller of his horses and brings them to Melbourne at the right time. And Sister Kitty Mac, who was really good in winning, and I've left out Dance with Fontaine, and she might be the one that has the last crack at them all and loves the Valley. So it's a terrific little field, only the 5 runners. 3, 5, 2 and 4.
So 3 from 5, 2, 4 in race 4. Race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie tonight. There are no scratchings. We've got number 2, Lady Magnus, at 8. Down to 3, Moizuna at 6.50. Kardashian is at 9. Summer Sham, who won on debut, is the favourite, though, at $4.40. Miss Oklahoma at $5. And Soul Star at 6.
Yeah, another really interesting race. I'm going with number 7, Miss Oklahoma. I liked the win at Moe last start. Really got away from her rivals late, and it was an impressive close to that race. And I think she maps pretty well here. I'm going to go with her to beat 2, Lady Magnus. Comes through two really good races since her first 2 wins, and just needs a little bit of luck from the draw, and she's right in play. Summer Sham, as you outlined, was a good debut winner at Ballarat. Really hit the line well, beating a subsequent City Maiden winner. And Baduzzi, number 1, who I just think's goes best fresh at 1,200 metres. Barrier 1, having had a month between runs, could bounce back here. First up win had merit. 7, 2, 5, and 1.
So we go 7 from 2, 5, 1. A look at race 6. You can take out runners 6, 8, 9, 11, and also 14. We've got number 2, Ancient History, at 4.60. Calendar Lad at 7. 4.40 for Muda Karem. Then you're down to Bernie Boy at 7. The 10 marching on is a $5 chance, and you've got number 12, Zandarrel, at 8.
I'm going to go with number 2, Ancient History. He hasn't won this campaign, but he's been running well. He didn't get a lot of galloping room last start, and just think the speed of this race, even though there are the 5 scratchings, there's probably still 3 or 4 good on-pace runners to roll them along at a reasonable speed here, and that'll suit Ancient History. He gets his chance to win a race. Number 2, I think the improver might be number 12, Zandarrel. He's had the 3 runs back. From the wide draw, probably has to go back and ride for a bit of luck, but I think he's ticking over okay. 5, Muda Karem, and 4, Calendar Lad. I think they're the 2 advantaged by how the race will be run. They'll be in the right spot, and they've certainly got legitimate chances. You certainly need all 4 running for you in the quaddie. 2, 12, 5, and 4.
So we go 2 from 12, 5, and 4. We now go to the 20-night cup over 2,500. This is a listed race, feature of the evening. You can take out number 8. We've got number 1, Master of Arts, at 5, down to Vassal at 6. $7 for Double Bluff. Then you're looking at Olanira, who's at $4.20, or Mito is an $8 chance.
Yeah, a lot of these horses will be heading towards the Adelaide Cup, and it's probably just the levels that they're at the moment. I didn't mind the return of number 3, Fanatic. She might be still one run away, but at the odds on offer, I'm prepared to take the gamble each way that she'll run well. She proved at the end of last campaign that she's a really good stayer, winning the 2800 Melbourne Cup Day, then winning the Sandown Cup. So up to 2500 second up should be ideal. Double Bluff, he was ticking over well over the shorter trips, went to 2,400. There was no surprise to see him improve at a price and win last time out. He can measure up again. Olanira's just such a brave and honest horse in slightly lesser grade. This is another step up again. He has won at 2,400, should make his own luck up on the speed. And Master of Arts, he's just ticking over really well getting towards the Adelaide Cup. He's had the 3 runs in, probably ready to show something from Barrier 1 tonight and be competitive. But slight leaning to Fanatic at a price. 3, 4, 7, and 1.
So we go 3, 4, 7, 1. We look at race 8 over 1,200. Take out runners 3, 9, 10, 13, 14, and also the 15. We've got number 4, Knight Commander, at 2.60. 6, Aboard de Gain at 5. 3.60 for Abyssinian. Togga Pictor is at $7.50.
Yeah, Nards, I thought 2 chances here. I think 4, Knight Commander, is the one to beat. He's just going to get a great run. Very similar run to how he won here on Australia Day, just sitting just behind the speed, getting out and closing off the race. He's won 3 of 5 to date. 11 Amicinians unbeaten in 2 runs to date. Both wins have been just terrific. The win at Cranbourne and then last start, she just swept down the outside to win. Just wonder if she'll be giving away a start to Knight Commander here tonight, and that's why I've gone Knight Commander's way. 4 from 11. Then 6, Board to Gain, gets the blinkers on, racing well, and 5, Afray. I think it hits Melbourne at the right time. 3rd up from a spell, just hasn't won for a while, but the blinkers go back on. 4, 11, 6, and 5.
So 4 from 11, 6, and 5. And what about a best roughie quaddie and also your player of the night, Dean?
No, it's my best. I'm going to wait till the last. I think race 8, number 4, Knight Commander, can win again. The best value will go race 7, number 3, Fanatic. The quaddie, first leg, 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. Second leg, 2, 4, 5, and 12. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. Come home on 4 and 11. And the player of the night might be just the running doubles races 2 and 3. I think there's only two chances in both, principally, in race 2, 3 and 5, and race 3, 6 and 7.
Wonderful, Dean. Thanks for that and all the best of luck.
Beauty. Thanks, Nance.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of the meeting tonight at Mooney.